I'm very happy now to welcome Beth Kennedy Jones. She is director of the staged reading Salt and Pepper, Aging with Grace, Courage, and Humor. It's a collection of short plays by Robert Benjamin, and it's being performed tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Aging with Grace, Courage, and Humor, a bunch of short plays. Tell us about some of the different situations in which the characters in these plays find themselves.
Well, a big theme of it is when one finds themselves as a caregiver to someone that they care for or they might not care for, but that's suddenly the role. And a lot of people are natural caregivers, but some are not. And how do you find your place in that, especially if you've invested a long time in a relationship? So that's one piece of it. The first piece has to do with invisibility. You know, it takes place as one gets older. It's as if they're a non-entity. And this is a younger man coming into a situation where a woman feels very comfortable. It's her place in a way. But how she's just not seen and what she has to do as a person, as the kind of character she is, to have this person recognize her at all. And in some instances, it almost looks a little outrageous. But what do you do if you feel that your identity is not even recognized by somebody standing, you know, a couple feet away from you?
Right, exactly. And especially, and this is something, it's funny, this is a theme that's coming up over and over again. We had the film Still Dreaming. We talked about that, and that's a film by local filmmakers about a production of Midsummer Night's Dream that was done at an old folks' home in New Jersey that was populated by retired Broadway actors and singers.
Wow.
And so, and the movie Amour has just come out, the movie Quartet.
Yes.
And it's not just about invisibility, it's about the invisibility of people who once had tremendous visibility.
Yeah. You know, years ago when I first started looking at this as an actress, a lot of it was driven by advertising, because you can advertise a product to somebody in their teens or 20s because they're still making decisions. They're deciding what kind of toothpaste they're going to have. They're going to deciding what kind of tissues they're going to use. But you get out after a certain age, and basically you go into the store and you buy the same thing that you've been buying for several years. Well, it certainly played out in the film and television market where we allow people to be a certain age, and then they just kind of fall off. I certainly noticed as a woman reaching past like about my mid-40s, I was no longer being represented. You know, and people will stand up and say, oh, but there's Judi Dench and Helen Mirren. It's like, okay, there's two of them, and, you know, who else, you know, is there identifying with this age group? So I really like that Robert Benjamin has chosen the 4 years that I've been here in Santa Fe, is that he's been looking at the different issues, handling people that are in advance of 50 years old and
right.
The issues that they're handling. A lot of it having, not that, none of these things are dark pieces. There's actually seven different plays. They each kind of stand on their own. They each have, they develop a full arc, a dramatic arc, but they actually interweave with each other during the course of this reading. And it is a staged reading. It's not a fully produced play. The actors don't have the benefit of having their lines memorized. They'll be holding their scripts. There's not the joy of, you know, as an actor when you have lights on you and you can feel that theatrical level. But it really does still give the message. It's, you know, a couple little pieces of furniture, a little piece of prop, so that helps the audience really understand what's going on.
And I think there's so much room for imagination in staged readings, because
mm-hmm.
you don't have to look at the phony flower vase. You can imagine a real one.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of choices that I made of where I said, okay, we have to have something. Because when I'm watching a stage reading, and if somebody does, I'll give an example. If somebody puts their feet up on an end table that I know moments ago there was a cup of tea there, it kind of gets me upset. It's
right.
Like, even if we're just miming things, we have to remember where our miming is. So it's like I have something that I have to have there, because those are the things that I'm really aware of when I'm watching a reading. But for the most part, it allows the audience to be a part of the creative process.
So people will be, at the end of the stage reading, allowed to give feedback, and there will be a discussion.
Yes. Robert's always encouraged that. There was a stage reading in Nashville recently of Salt and Pepper, using a lot of the changes that we have made in our rehearsals to kind of make some script changes. And then that was actually done on February 11th in Nashville. And then they're going to do it at the Dramatists Guild in New York City.
Nice.
In March. So he's doing, and that's going to be, again, that they refer to that as a script development reading. So
we can all be part of it here on stage and part of something that's a national ongoing thing. Are these to be developed into larger full-length plays each, or are they conceived of as a series of short plays?
You know, I don't really have an answer to that. I mean, I don't know what Robert's plan is as far as with these individual pieces. I think that these are just critical issues for him and things that he's so aware of that his peer group, people certainly here in Santa Fe, but people across the country, that it's important to them and they want it addressed. And they, you know, theater is wonderful. It's not only an entertainment form, but it's an incredible education form. And to help people address their own situation using the information that they learn within these pieces. I think that's where I get, you know, what he wants to do right now.
Beth Kennedy Jones is the director of Salt and Pepper, Aging with Grace, Courage, and Humor, a collection of short plays by Robert Benjamin, which will be performed tomorrow, Saturday, at 2 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas Studio in Santa Fe, and that is at 3205 Calle Maria, and that's just up the street from Home Depot.
You can find it
on the website.
It's a great little black box theater. It's really nice.
I know, hidden, like camouflaged inside this little business park, office park. And for more information, teatroparaguas.org, which I will also link to on my website, santafe radiocafe.org. Beth, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Always a joy to be here.